optimistic. I'm Lisa LaSera, Fox News. President Biden says he believes the Senate will move forward with gun reform legislation.
President Biden told the press in the midst of a family walk along Rehoboth Beach in Delaware that he is watching how a Senate deal is coming together that would in part limit who can get guns, bolster red flag laws, and address issues of mental health and school safety.
I'm confident that there's a serious negotiation that's very close to coming to fruition.
In his comment, the president implied that the bill could come down to how, in his words, a particular Republican responds. He did not say who that was. Grinnell Scott, Fox News.
As Americans deal with record gas prices, President Biden says he's considering a federal gas tax holiday, which could save drivers as much as 18.4 cents a gallon. He said his decision could come by the end of the week. A man facing federal charges enters a plea after prosecutors say he made death threats against a Colorado elections official.
A Lincoln, Nebraska man accused of threatening Colorado's top elections official has pleaded guilty to a federal charge. It's the first such plea under a new federal task force designed to protect election workers across the country. Prosecutors say 42-year-old Travis Ford made threats against Colorado Secretary of State Gina Griswold on social media. Griswold has received thousands of threats for her stance that the 2020 election was secure and former President Trump's claims of a stolen election are false. Ford faces up to 2 years in prison when he's sentenced later this year.
Fox's Rich Dennison. The House committee investigating the January 6th Capitol riot expected to hear from Georgia's Secretary of State Brad Raffensperger and other Georgia elections officials when it reconvenes tomorrow. America is listening to Fox News.
The Fox News Rundown, a contrast of perspectives you won't hear anywhere else. Your daily dose of news twice a day. Featuring insight from top newsmakers, reporters, and Fox News contributors. Listen and subscribe now by going to foxnewspodcasts.com.
Three states are holding their primary runoff elections tomorrow, including Alabama, where Republicans face off.
Voters are going to return to the polls here in Alabama. They had done so last month, but Alabama is one of 10 states where you have to have over 50% of the vote. Katie Britt came in with 45%, and Congressman Mo Brooks got 29%. A little bit more than a week ago, another boost came. She earned the endorsement of former President Trump, who had pulled his endorsement from her opponent, Mo Brooks. He felt like he was not a close ally any longer, but Brooks says he is still MAGA-mo.
Fox's Alexandria Hoff in Montgomery, Alabama. The winner will face Democratic Senate candidate Will Boyd in November. Two Towson University dormitories that were once named for signers of the Declaration of Independence who enslaved hundreds are being renamed for the school's first black graduates. After a brief pause, the Rolling Stones are back on the road.
They can't always get what they want, but in this case, some Mick Jagger fans will. Rolling Stones frontman recovered from COVID and is getting sprung from isolation to resume the Stones' 60th anniversary European tour. The update coming from Jagger in a tweeted video.
I'm sorry for the inconvenience about the shows, but we'll be on stage in Milan on Tuesday, so see you there.
The Rolling Stones postponed a concert last week in Amsterdam where the 78-year-old experienced symptoms Monday after arriving. That concert has been rescheduled for July. Lillian Wu, Fox News.
Hong Kong's iconic jumbo floating restaurant is capsized in the South China Sea less than a week after it was towed away from the city. Its parent company says the restaurant encountered adverse conditions as it was passing a group of islands. The company says no one was injured. The jumbo floating restaurant had been a landmark in Hong Kong for over four decades. It closed in 2020 due to the pandemic and laid off all its staff. I'm Lisa LaSera. This is Fox News.
It's time to take the quiz.
Five questions, 5 minutes a day, 5 days a week.
Take the quiz every weekday at thequiz.fox and then listen to the quiz podcast to find out how you did.
Play, share, and of course, listen to the quiz at thequiz.fox.